This is such a lovely album, and I'm curious. It's also all solo violin, you know, in a program, you know, you might do a Bach sonata or whatnot, but then maybe have some Beethoven or Brahms or, you know, some other, you know, piano behind you, orchestra behind you, chamber group. How is it to be in the recording studio alone?
Well, this was the first time I had ever experienced being in the recording studio. So, in a way, I'm lucky that I don't know any other way. So it was quite fun. You have the flexibility to do what you want on the spot and have a lot of improvisation and freedom with that. So, it was quite a cool experience.
I know that violinists and maybe some audience members might know Bieber's name, they might know Locatelli, but there's some real gems here. I think I was really blown away by the Portuguese composer, and these pieces are just so beautiful and sweet and short to boot. How did you run across these?
Well, that was, the point of the recording was that I wanted to show that there is so much beautiful music out there besides from the incredible Bach sonatas and partitas, and show that he wasn't, Bach wasn't just working in a vacuum. He had context and other composers surrounding him. And this repertoire spans a good, 40 years, 40, 45 years before Bach's sonatas and partitas. So really there's a lot out there and people just don't know about it. So the Nogueira, the Portuguese composer, was, yeah, an extraordinary find. I learned of him through Pauline Nobes, who did a dissertation on his work, but I think she's probably one of maybe the only person who found this manuscript in a library in Lisbon. And, kind of got it out there. And so I'm trying to do my part to get it out there as well. But the pieces are just gorgeous. And they really have that, kind of wayward, fantastical style to them that does remind you of Bach.
Augusta McKay Lodge is my guest, and her debut release is Beyond Bach and Vivaldi through Naxos. It's all solo music from the Baroque, and there, as you mentioned, John Walsh. You know, he composed a bunch of Handel concerto grosso. You know, he loved doing that sort of thing, and I think I have an unfair question. Is there a favorite on here as you pick up your violin? If you were to play something, for your folks or play something for friends, what would you pick out of this just to say, oh yeah, you got to hear this?
That is an unfair question. But I would choose two pieces if that's okay. The Bieber Passacaglia, I just had to add onto the record, even though it has been recorded quite a bit and it is very well known now. But it's so gorgeous, and I think it speaks to each performer in a different way, which really, attests to what a wonderful composition it is. So I had to include that. And that is a piece I'll pull out and play for people, and they always, it always brings tears to their eyes. And the other piece is the Matthäus, the C minor Fantasia. And from a nerdier standpoint, I just really love that piece because when you hear it, you just immediately think of Bach's G minor solo sonata for violin. It has the same very exacting rhythm, but improvisational feel, and long, long passages of ornaments and things like that. So I think that's a really beautiful piece in terms of sound and also in terms of history and context.